Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It'll always be a classic. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. We had to get that on today. Sam and I realized we were getting to this a little bit late, but we're only here once a week, but we wanted to do a little tribute to James Earl Jones. Been doing it throughout the day. Let's not sleep on the fact that we paid a little tribute to Frankie Beverly earlier. Lost him this past week. So, again, this is one of those. And as we welcome David Archer in, I'm sure that he, you know, has some thoughts and fond of this movie and, you know, had some thoughts on James Earl Jones when you heard the news this past week. David, good morning, and thank you for joining us.
Good to be with you guys. Yeah, it's tough to lose a man like him, just a reverent guy, that tremendous actor, obviously, but, you know, a tremendous voice that I think a lot of people would, if they go back and they remember that, you know, he was the voice of Mufasa, was the voice of
that's right,
of Darth Vader and all the things that he did. And, of course, it's just his acting was phenomenal. And that little piece you just played was phenomenal. That's a piece I reflect on quite a bit.
Absolutely. David Archer joining us here. Now, I want to tell you something. David normally comes on here and he's all focused on the Falcons or football, but I'm not sure if he got our texts. And participating in this little silliness that we're having today, just to get a little insight into David Archer. But tonight's the Emmy Awards, Dave, and we started the show talking about we were giving our five favorite all-time TV shows. And if you didn't get it and you didn't have time to come up with yours, that's cool. If you're thinking one or two, that's fine. But anyway, I just wanted to ask you real quick, because we've given ours. Do you have a handful of shows that you'd like to take on a desert island with you if you had to?
Yeah, no particular order. It's more of a series. Obviously, you guys are talking about series shows that came on. Friends would certainly be in the top five.
Okay.
I think that I still get a laugh out of that on some 16 seasons it was on. Really enjoyed the series on HBO, Game of Thrones. I'm a little bit more of a drama guy than anything else. 24 was an all-time fave for me. Jack Bauer and him battling the forces of evil. And then, of course, the guys that set the trend for how you're supposed to dress in Miami Vice back in the early 80s. Those were one of my all-time favorites.
So I had that one, too.
There's four. I think I have a rotating fifth one. Mm-hmm. So I just got to keep that slot open. But those four are definitely there.
All right. Miami Vice. Now, who on the team dressed up like those guys, man? Who you remember?
You're going to make them put names out there, huh?
I broke out some Don Johnson stuff, no question about it, man. I don't know if I still have my espadrilles here somewhere. I could probably find them somewhere, stuffed in a closet someplace.
Oh, man, always great to spend some time with Dave Archer. And, of course, he and Western will be on the call. You can hear it here on 92.9 The Game tomorrow night. Thoughts about going to Philadelphia, this team? We were up at Flowery Branch this week and watched them work. Can we see some things go a little differently for the offense this week against a tough Philadelphia team?
Yeah, you hope so. No question, Sam. I think anybody that watched the game would probably say that, you know, you had some moments where you liked what you saw. I think the team moved well early on, had some mixed things up pretty well. It had the negative play down about the 10-yard line where T.J. Watt knifed inside McGarry and made the play on Bijan Robinson, put you behind the chains. And that all actually was a foreshadowing of what would come, because they could not stay in manageable third down situations. They had 9 third down situations, only converted 2. 6 of the 9 were 10-plus yards, and so you can't live in the National Football League at third and long. You're not going to have a lot of success, certainly not against a team that can rush the passer like Pittsburgh can, and certainly not like against a team like Philadelphia that can rush the passer. It's going to be pretty good up front, although the characters have changed a little bit in Philly. They still get after you. Vic Fangio's defense is still going to come after you and get after you. So they have to stay in manageable third down situations. Kirk will be better in this game. I thought there was no question there was some rustiness to him. I think that, you know, trying to negotiate what his team was able to do around him, you just didn't have a feel for it. Practice is practice, but games are games. And I think they'll be better in this one.
Hey, David, I don't think we've had a chance to talk to you since the switching of 4-3 preseason games. And, you know, going into this season, how much do you attribute to what we're seeing so far is because of that? And, you know, we didn't to see these guys play at all during the preseason.
Well, I think, Greg, certainly the tenor of how you handle preseason has changed significantly since I played, and really since in the last 10 years they've changed it where, you know, the predominant idea is to get to the regular season with all your guys ready to play, you know, and maybe you suffer through and fight through maybe some of the rustiness and some of the things that you need to have come together in a game. You wait to make that happen during the regular season. You hope your guys can hit the ground running. Some teams have done it. Some teams didn't. I mean, we struggle. Look at Cincinnati. Cincinnati struggled a great deal in their preseason games. I mean, the Rams do the same thing we do. There's a number of teams that do the same thing Atlanta did as far as not playing their regulars in the game. But I think there's no question that play has struggled some early on in the year with some of the fundamental stuff like tackling, things, your footwork, some of the footwork things that are accelerated in a game. I mean, you have to play 4 or 5 seconds at full go. Whereas in practice, you're playing maybe 1-2 seconds at full go, and then you taper off because you don't want to hurt the guy across from you. You want to stay healthy. That's not the way it is, obviously, in a game. So to try to ramp up, get your game lungs, be able to handle the adrenaline flow, all that kind of stuff, that's something you can only ramp up in a game. And I think that teams are kind of trying to measure that against how healthy are we as we get to the regular season. And I think most would prefer the health.
Spending time on the WaitForIt.com hotline on this Sunday morning with David Archer. He is social. You can find him at ArcherQB16. ArcherQB16. Let's talk about the defensive side of the ball. They kept the Steelers out of the end zone last week. That's a good thing. And we got to see Grady Jarrett come back, and we got to hear your signature call.
Oh, yeah,
call.
We got to get the call.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Yeah, it was fun to see Grady get back out there. I know how hard he worked in the off season, and you guys know it too. You guys, well documented. I thought AtlantaFalcons.com did a pretty cool piece on his 10th year and that whole deal there. If you haven't seen that, go to there and check that on Grady. It's worth the watch. But just the transition that he's made since he was a rookie and bursting on the scene in an incredible Super Bowl performance with 3 sacks in that game against Tom Brady, to what he's become, you know, and really become the face of the franchise. And then to have him go down middle of the year last year really was a shot in a kick in the gut, really, to lose a guy like that because of his work ethic, how much he means to the team in the locker room, on the practice field, all those kind of things, let alone what he does in the game. So it was cool to see him come back with a vengeance, sack and a half in the game, and it was fun to be able to break out "You shall not pass." Hopefully we can break that out about 4 or 5 times on Monday night.
David, listen, we can't let you go without getting your thoughts on what we saw this past week with Tua. Listen, as a former quarterback and somebody who knows, like all football fans, of what he went through a couple years ago, when you saw this hit, and the hit was relatively benign when you talk about NFL hits, but then when we saw his reaction on the field, what ran through your mind, and then days that have followed, your thoughts on him playing again in the NFL?
Well, you get sick to your stomach whenever you see a guy, you know, incapacitated to a certain extent like that. You know, the concussion thing is a real deal. Obviously, we saw the thing a couple years ago where he got slung to the ground and hit his head on the ground, and there's a lot of guys, I mean, Troy Aikman, there's been a number of Steve Young guys that have been forced out of the game because of head injury. Tua is a young man, and I had a chance to be around him when he was at Alabama. I called a couple of games over there, and just a great young man, great family. So you worry about him. There's no question about it. But only he and the doctors can make that decision. Only everybody's saying, hey, you need to retire, you need to do this. He's got to be – if he is playing, he's got to be intelligent about what he does. That's certainly not something he should have done, is to dip his head and try to run there. You got to get on the ground. They provide opportunities for a little bit of a safe haven for quarterbacks. Get on the ground, give yourself up, slide. But certainly there's something going on there. I don't prescribe, obviously, to be a doctor or what's going on there. But you worry about him, no question about it. You worry about everybody. But hopefully Tua can make a good decision here. He is a young man at just the beginning of his career.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. Arch, we appreciate you spending some time with us, especially I do, this week up at Flowery Branch. And it'll be a part of a pregame show. It's tomorrow night. Atlanta 69 will have the Falcons-Eagles game and have a pregame show start at 7 o'clock. And we're going to spend some time with David Arch.
There you go. But the thing is, he gets to enjoy a Sunday watching a bunch of – this has got to be a special day for you, buddy.
What are you going to do today?
Well, I got to get on a plane and fly to Philadelphia. So
that's no good.
But I don't. Our plane doesn't have live TV, so I have to try to pull up the internet and see if I can use the Delta Wi-Fi to watch some of the games. But certainly settle in and watch some of the games this evening. I love watching the games. Love watching the games yesterday. Another college football Saturday. It was fun to watch. Watch Georgia. That tussle Georgia had last night with Kentucky was riveting. So. I love watching the games. I'm a fan of the game just as much as I am a guy, a former player. So I'll love to do that. But it was fun to sit down with Sammy and talk a little bit about this game, and hopefully you guys enjoy that piece we put together here a couple days ago.
Looking forward to it. And we gave you a shout-out last week, you should know, David, when you guys went into Iowa State, and won that game.
There you go. The Cyclones went in punching, man, and came out punching. There you go.
Have a safe trip, David, and get us a win while you're up there. Thanks, as always, for joining us.
We'll do it. Thanks, Sam and Greg. Good to be with you guys.
There you go. David Archer joining Sam and Greg here. We're going to